Hi guys, welcome back to another math podcast episode. Today we will be learning about 2.8 factoring polynomials completely. So there will be three examples on how to factor polynomials completely. But first, I'll explain what factoring a polynomial completely is. A factorable polynomial with integer coefficients is factored completely when it is written as a product of unfactorable polynomials with integer coefficients. So there are four steps into solving, or four guidelines for factoring polynomials completely. So the first one is that you have to factor the greatest common factor. Then you have to look for a difference of two squares or a perfect square trinomial. Then you will factor the trinomial in the form ax squared plus bx plus c into a product of binomial factors. And then you will factor a polynomial with four terms by grouping. So again, we'll start with the first example, which is factoring by grouping. So the first example is a to the power of 3 plus 3x to the power of 2 plus 2x plus 6. So the steps is that you will group terms with common factors. Then you will factor out the greatest common factor of each pair of terms and then factor out common binomial. So what it means by grouping is that you will basically split the, you will create like an imaginary line through the equation and you will try to solve it. So for example, in this one, it's since it's x to the power of 3 plus 3x to the power of 2 plus 2x plus 6, it can be cut in half. But in another example, so in this example, it'd be x squared plus y plus x plus xy. So you have to circle or arrange the equation differently so that it can be split in half. So going back to the first one, x to the power of 3 plus 3x to the power of 2 plus 2x plus 6, you will split it in half. And for x to the power of 3 plus 3x to the power of 2, you will have to find the greatest common factor, or what they both have in common, which is x to the power of 2. And so that will be outside of the parentheses, and inside of the parentheses will be x plus 3. So again, if you multiply x to the power of 2 plus x, that's x to the power of 3. And then x to the power of 2 times 3x is 3x to the power of 2. So that is the first part, x to the power of 2, and then in parentheses, x plus 3. And then for the second part, 2x plus 6, you will find the greatest common factor, which is 2. So 2 will be on the outside, and then in parentheses, x plus 3. So what you will do is find, since the two parentheses are the same, that will go, you will bring them down by just writing x plus 3, and you will combine x squared plus 2, so your answer will be x plus 3, and then x squared plus 2. Now, our second example is factoring polynomials completely. For this one, there will be two examples, and you'll see why. The first one is going to be 3x squared plus 6x squared minus 18x. So first, you'll have to factor out the greatest common factor, which is 3x, and then inside the parentheses will be x squared plus 2x minus 6. Now, you will have to find the perfect square of this equation and find two numbers that multiply to negative 6 and add up to positive 2. And since there is no number that can be multiplied to negative 6 and added to 2, that will just be your answer, 3x and then in parentheses 6 squared plus 2x minus 6. Now for the second one, there is 7x to the power of 4 minus 28 to the power of 2. So 28 to the power of 2 and 7x to the power of 4 can be both have a common factor, which is 7x to the power of 2. So that would be on the outside, and then inside the parentheses, x squared minus 4. Now the x squared minus 4 both have perfect squares, so that can also be broken down into 2 binomials, which would be x plus 2 and x minus 2, because if they both of the 2s have the same symbol, you will not get negative 4. So for example, if it's plus 2 and plus 2, then you'll get positive 4. And if it's negative and negative, then you'll get positive. Which is why it's x plus 2 and x minus 2. So your answer will be 7x squared. So the 7x squared is kept as in the solution. 7x squared, and then in parentheses, x plus 2 and x minus 2. And then for the third example, we will solve an equation by factoring completely, which is when we will have to find the roots of the equation. So for this example, we have 2x to the power of 3 plus 8x to the power of 2 equals 10x. So when we find the roots, we always want to have our equation equal to 0. And since this equation is equal to 10x, we'll move the 10x to the other side. So our new solution will be 2x to the power of 3 plus 8x to the power of 2 minus 10x equals 0. And they all have a common factor, which is 2x. So that'll be on the outside. And then inside of the parentheses will be x squared plus 4x minus 5, still equal to 0. And then you will create that into two binomials. So for negative 5, you will have to find two numbers that multiply to negative 5 and add up to positive 4. So when you create your two new binomials, it will be x plus 5 and x minus 1. So your solution will be 2x, and then in parentheses, x plus 5, x minus 1, equal to 0. And now you're going to have to find the roots. So 2x divided by 2 is x, because you're canceling out the two 2s. So x will equal to 0. And then x plus 5, you will subtract 5 to isolate x. So your root will be x equals negative 5. And then for x minus 1, you will add 1. So that is it. Now for pun of the week. For this week, I have, what did the grape say when it got stepped on? Nothing. It just let out a little whine. So that is it for 2.8, factoring polynomials completely. I hope you guys understood this podcast, and stay tuned for next week's podcast. Thank you. Bye.